أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مرج البحرين يلتقيان، بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, مرج البحرين يلتقيان. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had set forth two oceans, يلتقيان, side by side, each one of them meeting the other. After saying to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in these few ayat, Allah Rabbul Izzat speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's complete and total qudrat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us some very important lessons from it. The word maraja in Arabic in actual fact means to let something loose. So water, because of its velocity, viscosity, its thinness, its liquidity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word maraja, that these waters have been let loose by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the two oceans. And then we will find yaltaqiyan, each of the oceans are side by side to each other. And then baynahuma barzakhun, between the two is a barzakh. Barzakh means a barrier. Now this barrier that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about is not a tangible barrier, that if somebody goes to the meeting points of two oceans, then a person will find some kind of wall or some kind of invisible wall or some kind of glass, etc. There is absolutely nothing. But that barzakh that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here is the limitations that have been set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His qudrat once again, and He says, لا يبغياني, that none of these oceans transgress, none of them exceed into the other, none of the waters intrude into the waters of the other. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this very great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when we see water, obviously if you put two different waters together, they will mix. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it does not mix, it does not intrude. Each one knows its barrier, and each one of the oceans will remain on its side of the barrier. Further, scientific observations have also shown that when we look at these two oceans, sometimes we will find that even in the colors or the reflections, you will find that they are two total different colors. Sometimes you will find that even the temperatures of the two waters are absolutely different. And I think people here in South Africa will appreciate the meeting of the Indian and the Atlantic Oceans, the two different water temperatures Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings side by side. Further, scientifically, it has been proven that the life of each of these oceans, the sea life of each of these oceans are different. The kinds of fish that one would find in one ocean, one will not find in the other. And to this extent, there are scientific observations also that those fish that remain and reside in one ocean, they will only remain on their side. They will not go onto the other side. And like that, we will find the entire life of the ocean, both of them side by side, they exist. Nothing from one side will intrude into the other, and the total life of it is different from the other. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this necessarily as a qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a form of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's majesty, Allah's greatness manifesting itself, that man can never do that. You and I can also try it. Take some salt water, take some sugar water, put it together and see, it will mix. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these huge oceans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His qudrat, and Allah also shows His control. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has control over the waters of the ocean with such things of liquidity, such things of viscosity like water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps them at bay to each other. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the total control of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But for you and I, besides marveling at the qudrat of Allah, and besides refreshing and renewing our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we see this, obviously we marvel at it, and in our hearts go back to Allah Rabbul Izzat, oh Allah, it is only your qudrat that this can happen. But here again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us a lesson of implementation in our own lives. On the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regards to the sun and the moon, وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُسْبَانُ, that each one of it is in its own orbit. Each one of it is in its own accountability, in its own calculation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chalked out for it. لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرُ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارُ. It is not appropriate, it is not possible for the sun to over and shadow the moon insofar as its orbit is concerned, to have any clash. It is not possible for night to precede day, or for that matter, day to precede night. Everything in his fixed measurements, fixed calculations, the total control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it. So you and I also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the bill of rights, Allah has given us the bills of duties and obligations also. Today we only want our rights, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that if two oceans could coexist the way it exists, then obviously two human beings need to exist, coexist, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to exist, that none, no person intrudes into the rights of others, no person takes away the rights of others, no person makes zulm upon another. And we are insan, we are human, sometimes we forget, sometimes it is just ill temper, whatever our cases may be, then we need to ask for maaf, we need to ask for forgiveness. So here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that point of implementation in the qudrat of Allah. We need to reflect within ourselves also, that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it. The great ulama, the great scholars of hadith, Shanwar Kashmiri rahimahumullah, as an example, when he speaks about this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after years and years of study of hadith, what conclusion does he comes up to? Subhanallah, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this deen, that Allah has given the husband rights and duties and obligations. Allah has given the wife rights, duties and obligations. Parents, children, even the beggar has been given a right, a duty, and also an obligation. When he comes to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we should give. But on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, don't beg. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has shown and Allah has defined the rights and obligations of each and every individual. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it by way of a very beautiful example. And then Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the ni'mats of your Lord, which of the ni'mats of your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تُكَذِّبَانِ, O man, O insan, are you going to deny? Or which of the qudrats of Allah, which of the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are you going to deny? Are you going to say that this is the work of some scientist? Are you going to say that this is the work of some engineer? It has to be the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُمَا اللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this very great ni'mat that Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us, that from these oceans, two things Allah speaks about particularly here, al-lu'lu and wal-marjan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that extracted from it, comes out from it, are pearls and that of corals. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again shows this very, very great qudrat, that very down deep in the ocean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept these gems, Allah has kept these jewels, these valuables, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that here I have kept for you insan, all this for your utilization. Now we see the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not speak about our sustenance. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْبَحْرَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the other ayahs of the Quran Kareem, لِتَأْكُنُوا مِنْهُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا. Allah speaks about the fish that Allah has made for us and Allah has created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala skips that factor, because that is something that you and I can see and we experience all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes down deep in the ocean, and then Allah Rabbul Izzat brings us back to the surfaces of the waters, and Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ وَلَهُ الْجَوَارِ الْمُنْشَآتُ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْأَعْلَامِ. That for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-jawar, is those ships, al-munsha'at, which are standing high, fil bahri, in the oceans, Kal a'lam, like mountains. Down deep in the oceans, in the waters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us back to the surface, that perhaps all of us may have not experienced, may have not seen the corals, may have not experienced the pearls and the oysters, etc. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then look at the surface, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created these boats and these ships. Now we discussed this before. Allah had revealed this to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, the manufacturing of the ark, right in front of bi'ayunina wa wahina, right in front of our eyes, our supervision, through our wahi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam step by step. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him through building the ark, and hence Allah says, وَلَهُ الْجَوَارِ, that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. This qudrat and this power is only in the hands of Allah, that those ships and those boats that sail the ocean, they are sailing because of the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How huge they may be, kal a'lam, like mountains, but yet they do not sink. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat. And here again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us a very, very important aspect with regards to our own life. When we look at that boat, we look at that ship, however majestic it may seem, it is on the surface of the water. Insan, I sent you onto the surface of this earth. Do not overindulge in the matters of this earth. Do not sink in the love of this earth. Do not sink in accumulation of this earth. And then ultimately, you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, you will earn, and sometimes it is compulsorily you have to earn. You will sometimes have to work on this, in this earth, and you will accumulate, but fulfill the rights of that wealth. But do not sink in the love of this world. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Allah completes. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ